Now, as human beings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has subsequently destined us to go through a series of journeys. That's the nature of a human being. Our creation began with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathering all the souls together in a world which was not the world that we're currently in, and asking from all the souls, "Alastu bi rabbikum?" Am I not your Lord? And all of us responded, "Bala." So this was one stage in our journey. This was our initial creation. But then we go through subsequent stages, and these are called the stages of life, or the lives of man, some people refer to them as. So there's Yawmul Alast, the day that we answered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we were asked, "Alastu bi rabbikum." On top of that, then we live in another place until we end up in the womb of our mother. And from the womb of our mother, we ended up on this dunya called the planet Earth. And from the planet Earth, we'll be buried in our graves. And eventually we'll arise from our graves and we'll stand on the Day of Judgment. And from the Day of Judgment, we'll move on to our final abode, which will be, inshallah, be Jannah. So each of these are stages in a journey. And believe it or not, this journey that we're currently in, this stage is one of the most minuscule of all of the stages. There were perhaps hundreds of thousands, if not millions, if not billions of years that existed beyond our minute 60-year life in this world. And there will be millions of years that will exist beyond our passing through this world. We know from a hadith that some of the moments that will occur in Jannah or on the Day of Judgment are like 70,000 years or 100,000 years or 40,000 years. So this short life is just exactly that. And as I started, this is just a very short meeting. It's the blink of an eye on the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's timeline. So this life that we have, this is the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that He will test us within. That's the essence of this life. That's the purpose of our being here. This whole world is created as a test. It's a board game. This will all fold up on itself. And we will not be asked who won or lost, but we will be asked how we played the game. So that's what we have to understand, is that this life was created as a test for us to determine whether we would end up in Jannah or Jahannam. And in fact, this life will also affect the life of our grave, and will also affect how we will be on the Day of Judgment. Some people, based on their actions in this life, will have an easy life on the grave. And their Day of Judgment will be a moment just for them to be transferred to Jannah. And other people will have an extremely difficult life in the grave. They will have an extremely lengthy judgment on the day of judgment, and then they will subsequently be placed in their final abode. So the essence of our being is actually in this life. This is where we make or break what happens to us in the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His original plan, had intended for human beings to live in Jannah. This was their permanent abode. This is what they were designed to do. This is our asal. This is our home, Jannah. But it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah that after He created Adam and Hawa, or Adam and Eve, He appointed for them a time in the dunya as a test. And in fact, this is narrated in the Holy Quran when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, after He creates Adam alayhi salam and Hawa, وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. And we said, "O Adam, you and your wife should reside in Jannah. وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا. And you should eat from the Jannah, from the garden, from the foods, from the trees. Eat anything you like. Wander freely. Go where you like. وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. Except you are not to approach this one tree. If you do, you will be among those who have wronged themselves. So what happened? فَأَزَلَّهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ أَنْهَا فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. Shaitan, he tricked them and caused them to descend from where they were. فَأَخْرَجَهُمَا مِمَّا كَانَا فِيهِ. And he caused them to be extracted from where they were, from that Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says to them that based on the fact that you ate from this tree, you should descend into the planet Earth as enemies of one another. And in the earth will be a temporary abode for you, which will act as a test to determine your final outcome. So this was the ayah, or this is the event, which is being narrated in the Holy Quran, which created for us a life in this world as a test. And that's exactly what this is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Surah Mulk, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. That Allah created life and He created death. Why? In order to test you. أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَمَلًا. Which one of you are the best in their deeds? So this life is essentially a test. This stage that we're in is essentially a test. Now the ayat which I recited to you concerning the Adam and Hawa and what occurred with them actually contain a very great lesson. So we're going to sidetrack for a minute, but I think the sidetrack is really important because it highlights an answer to a question that many people have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this narration is highlighting a very beautiful principle in the avoidance of sin. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell them? The essence of what Allah wants from Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam is that He wants them to avoid from eating from a particular tree. Right? That's the essence of what they are told to do. You cannot eat from this particular tree. But look at the wording that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses in making that command. He says to them in the Holy Quran, فَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةِ. Don't approach this tree. Now approaching the tree wasn't a sin. It was actually partaking of the tree that was the sin. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His wisdom gives them some extra guidance by saying, don't even approach this tree. Why? Because if you approach the tree, you increase the likelihood of taking from the tree. And so basically, this is an essential principle within the deen. And that is that if there is something that you want to avoid, something which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, then do not even go near that deen. Forget about partaking of that deed. You cannot even enter into the environment of that deed. That's what this is highlighting. So many people come to me and they say, I have difficulty controlling my eyes. The answer to the problem is very simple. Don't enter the environment where you're going to be challenged to control your eyes. That's how you solve the problem. If you have a problem, backbiting. Don't enter into that environment where people are sitting in backbiting. A lot of people think, well, I can sit there, inshallah I'll do dawah on them, and I won't get involved. You'll fall down. فَأَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Shaitan will cause you to slip. A lot of people think, no, I can handle it, I can enter into any environment, I'll keep my eyes down. You end up failing. Everybody who tries it knows that they end up failing. The success of the person who wants to avoid sin is to avoid the environment of sin. And that's what this ayah is highlighting. You have to avoid the environment of sin. Otherwise you have no hope. Look, if you go in front of a truck and stand in the middle of the street, the truck is going to run you over. You will not be able to stop it no matter how great you think you are. In the same way, if you get into the situation where you stand in the path of Shaitan, Shaitan will run you over. And he is much more powerful than a truck. He will run you over and he will crush your iman. So if you want to avoid a sin, avoid the environment of that sin. And if you want to do good, go in the environment of that good. And you will eventually end up at that good, just as a parallel. So this is an important point that you should take away from the tafsir of the ayah. But my essence in bringing in the ayah was that I wanted to highlight that we were originally created to live in Jannah. That's our asl, that's our home. But we've been sent here temporarily only to be tested in order to see whether we would end up in Jannah or whether we would end up in Jahannam.